Welcome to the Light, Hope, and Healing Podcast, where we discuss why you have stress, anxiety, pain, illness, and how to heal from it. I am your host, Tracy Gorick. My background is a healing coach, energy healer, spiritual mentor, intuitive, and channel.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. This week's topic is what you can do when you're feeling overwhelmed and what you have to get done. Now, you can use this probably with everything that gets you overwhelmed, but today we're going to talk about getting what you can do when you're overwhelmed about getting things done. I know for me, when I have a bunch of stuff I have to do, it is so stressful and overwhelming for me at times, and then I just don't do it. I sit back because I get too overwhelmed because I have so much I need to get done, right? And what does that do? Then it piles up and piles up, piles up more and more and more, and then you get more and more stressed and less likely to do it, okay? That's how it is for me. I know that's how it is for a lot of people that I know. So what brought this to my attention, like really hit home for me, is I was going to have a class at my house and people were going to be coming over, and I had cobwebs in the windows. And so I remember being like, I've got to do that. Well, it's not an easy thing to do, but, or I felt it wasn't an easy thing to do. I think that happens too when we're overwhelmed. We feel like we're not doing it because it's something that's going to be more difficult because you have a certain way you think you need to do something to get it done rather than just doing it, just to get it done in whatever way that is. Okay. So I remember thinking, oh, it's going to be such a big deal. And I was like, no, just go in there, take a little Swiffer and get the cobwebs out, because the screens are on the inside of my house. So what I did is open it up, went out there and cleaned the cobwebs out from the outside, which was way easier than taking the screens off in the house. Anyway, and I was thinking, oh, well, you need to clean the screens and do all this. No, I just needed the cobwebs out so it didn't look as bad, right? Because the cobwebs make it look really dirty. And so you can't really tell if it's dirty, you know, from the just sitting there looking at it. But as long as the cobwebs are gone. So I was like, okay, just go do that. Well, I got that done so fast and was so relieved and it looked so good. But I was sitting on it. I was dreading doing it because I was making it to this big deal that it was, bigger than it was, to get it done. And so I just didn't do it. And then it was stressing me out more. And then my mind kept going back to that, you know, when you're distracted because you have things you need to do. Just do them. Do it in the easiest way possible. Even if it's not to perfection, because that's my problem. I like things done perfect. So like I won't clean sometimes because it's overwhelming and I have to clean the whole house. Well, I finally got to the point with my children, because that's what I did before. I had cleaned my house top to bottom once a week. That was before I had kids. Once I had kids, that had to change. And so what I've found is just take one thing. And for me, what I did was I started once a week for sure cleaning the bathrooms, all the bathrooms at least once a week. Because the bathrooms are one thing that you can't just kind of let go. Where dusting, you can kind of let go, right? But I would make sure I cleaned the bathrooms. And that helped keep me happy, is I was just doing one thing rather than thinking I had to do the whole house top to bottom. Because when you have kids, it's very difficult to keep up with that, right? So that's one thing I started doing. Then I remember, you know, listening to videos here and there about, you know, cleaning. Just take one task. So that'd be like the windows. Just take one task, even if it's just one counter, even if it's just the sink, cleaning out the sink, even if it's just making your bed that morning. Take one little thing, because that's one step on doing one thing that will compound itself, is if you, you know, continue to do one thing. So even around your house, take one room. If you've got like spring cleanings coming up that I want to do, take one room, do the spring cleaning top to bottom in just one room. Don't think you need to do the whole house in one day, right? Now, the other thing to do along the lines of this is to help yourself is to write down the things that are on your mind that you need to get done. And then as you do them, check them off. Because otherwise, your mind keeps thinking, okay, I've got to do this, this, and this. And it keeps going back to those things. I need to do the dusting. I need to clean the bathrooms. It'll keep going back there to what you need to do. Whereas once you get it down and written down, then you've got it. And your mind doesn't have to keep replaying it. And then you'll just check it off as you go. It's another way to help you be in a better place. But one thing I want you to remember, everything's to get you out to a more even keel, a more calm, peaceful place, and your mind not running amok. So everything you're doing is working towards that. It's never going to be perfect because our minds do that, but everything, if you focus on that to get yourself back to that place as much as possible, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel happier. You're going to be healthier because those things stress us out, and stress does harm us physically. It can cause the pain and illness, stress and anxiety. Okay. So that's what you're trying to get back to. So we're doing things that we can. So if you're overwhelmed by anything, just take a small part of it. Don't even think you need to do the whole thing, right? I mean, for me, sometimes, like, say the car, just vacuuming the carpets, or, just one thing like that, vacuum the carpets or the floors in the car, or wiping them down. Just do one thing will make a huge difference for your energy. It lets you know you did one thing, because maybe you don't have time to do the whole thing, right? But if you at least do one thing, then the next time you have a few minutes, go do the another thing in there. So one day for the car, wipe down the, the dust, the car itself, and then the next day vacuum it, or the next time you have more time, vacuum it. Don't think you have to do it all at once. And then to help you along with that, write down what needs to get done and then check it off, because this is what happens for me. Like, I'm like, okay, I've got to do this, this, and this. Okay, I'll remember it. Well, I don't remember it, and then I don't get it done, right? So then my mind's always going back to that, and then I'm stressing because I'm not getting it done, right? So if I write it down, then I have what I need to do. I get it off my mind, and I don't need to keep thinking or trying to remember it. So when you say, I'm going to remember it, the back of your mind, it's always working, thinking, I've got to remember this. So it can put you in a stress state, okay? So try doing just little things when you're feeling overwhelmed. Take one little thing at a time. That will help you. Because I know people get stressed, anxiety, and more depressed the more overwhelmed they, and they just feel they can't get out of it. The more it gets, left behind, or the more you don't do, it piles up on you, and you get to the point where you can't do anything. So try doing one little thing. And then write down a list of the things that you need to get done. This is one way to help you on your healing journey, to overcome the overwhelm and know that things don't have to be perfect. And remember that. Don't expect it to be perfect or make it be perfect. Okay? Because it doesn't have to be perfect. But at least, I got the cobwebs out. That was something. And it looked much better. So try that. Try doing at least one little thing when you're overwhelmed. Start with one little thing. And then write your list of the other things you need to do. And when you have a minute, go do another little thing. And eventually you'll get it done. And then it's not hanging over your head, it's not stressing you out as much. So try that. All right. So that's what I've got for today. All the links are in the description below on ways to find me, contact me. I also have a free healing meditation. You can sign up for that and you'll get it in your email. So every day, go do something you love. Every day, do something that lifts you up, brings you joy. Go do something every day, whether it's sing, dance, run around the yard, paint, whatever it is that brings you joy and lifts you up, do at least one thing every day. And then every day, do at least one thing of self-care. Drink tea, Epsom salt bath, pray, meditate, do at least one thing every day. And then look for the good in everything. Look for the good in everything and everyone. And when you see something in someone that stands out to you, say it to them, lift them up and lift you up. And then finally, write 10 things you're grateful for. Do these things, and I promise you're going to see a difference in your life. That's what I've got for today. I love you all, and I will see you soon. Bye.